This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So do you know that it's been essentially 30 years since you've been spending this much of your income on food? Okay, so it's not a laughing matter. That much is true. But you know that the Biden administration and the Biden campaign and the Democrats and all the minions, they're just hoping you don't keep noticing things like this and are much more concerned with the idea that Donald Trump actually gets NATO countries to pay their fair share. Oh, boy, it really is something to behold these days, isn't it, folks? Well, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition, of course, of the show. Glad to be with you, of course, this morning. And we have so much more to tell you about as we embark officially into hour number two of the broadcast, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, anytime, day or night. It's always open, by the way, and you can always send us a message. And you can learn more about the program. Find me on social media as well, and we sure do appreciate that. And also, of course, folks, don't forget, welcome to everybody listening to us this morning on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, and also everybody listening along the GCN network as well. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate them very, very much, working very hard for the program. And as I said, it is much appreciated, and we have so many things to tell you about on the show this morning. We are going to tell you about, Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. We've also got other audio clips. We had one, a great one from Donald Trump earlier. And we may revisit the final part of that clip as well, where he was talking about how he would go after NATO. So you tell me, I mean, is it really the case the United States would not defend an ally? Or is Donald Trump very, very good at his job to get them to pay up? Well, tell you what, the telephone lines are already lighting up. Let's head over and talk to John in Sarasota this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. First I'd like to give a big shout out to Governor Abbott. Great job down there closing up the borders. Want to talk about something positive and a great achievement on his 25 governors that have stood by his side. And I think Arizona's stepping in a little bit there. Next thing, I have to laugh. I'm a New Yorker. I grew up in the Donald Trump era when he built the ice skating rink in Wallman Park in Central Park. I remember in 1988 he bailed out the Plaza Hotel when the city was in bankruptcy. This man has shaped the skylines of New York, and the embarrassment that these people have dragged him through the dirt and he still keeps going is amazing. So, I saw a little clip with Nancy Pelosi. Now tell me what this lady ever accomplished. Now she was saying that Donald Trump, Putin must have something on him. Putin must have something on him.
Yeah, and something financial, she said, I think.
Something financial, yeah. I mean, Hillary Clinton, all the people that are winners, there's a little sarcasm. Everybody that this man has beat in life, they say you're nobody till you have enemies. Enemies always offer rewards. Well, God bless this man. He's got a lot of rewards. Do you know, when the city was financially broke, if it wasn't for him getting abatements and putting his money in when nobody else did in New York, it would have been in the sewer.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So you know, with that being said, I really like that the truck drivers now are uniting. This country runs on blue-collar people, and if we all take it back, I think we're going to be all right in November. So,
agreed.
I want to add something positive, Kyle.
Hey,
do you know if we shut down California, if we shut down Chicago, if we shut down New York, like Kevin O'Leary said, he's another gentleman who invested big time. Yeah, we have to pull out of these states, and like you were saying earlier, Montana, Wyoming, Florida, Tennessee, these are the places where we're going to have prosperity, and we need to unite our country that way and let these people have their sanctuary cities. That's what they ask for. Give it to them.
Well, exactly. And the policies are doing it to themselves. It's like they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. It's just, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And it's like selling somebody a bad bill of goods. And I got a feeling from what I've seen out here now, the American people, red, white, black, blue, purple, oriental, I think we're all getting fed up. And, I think we're going to take back our country. I'm a little concerned about the voting of mail-in ballots. You know, that's the old trick up the sleeve that we have to, you know, concern ourselves with the mail-in ballots. But one step at a time.
Well, exactly, yeah. And we're starting to know what a lot of those shenanigans look like. And, of course, the GOP, they also have to do stuff like mail-in ballots. They've got to fight some fire with fire at some point as well. But I'm with you, yeah. But we got to watch out for any of that kind of fraud.
Yes, sir. But thank goodness, man. Kudos to Governor Abbott. I like to see something get done. We accomplished something, Kyle.
Indeed, indeed. Well, John in Sarasota, thanks for the call this morning. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. All right, John in Sarasota, everybody. Great call. And, folks, we are going to come right back. I promise, right after this short interlude. We've got a lot more to talk about here on this Thursday edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and, of course, rocketing through this Thursday edition of the program. And we have so much more to tell you about as we head through the program this morning. And don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Also, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. Well, as I mentioned in hour number one in the first segment, I mentioned about the idea of where's the beef. And I'm trying to remember the name of the lady who made that famous, that phrase so very famous back in the 1980s for Wendy's hamburgers. Where's the beef? Where's the beef? I think her name was Clara or something, I think. But at any rate, Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame, has actually now, I think, sort of resurrected that. He didn't say where's the beef, but he's got a great question for the CNN interviewer. Who was talking with them, where's the fraud? Or I should say, he says, what fraud? But it's basically like saying, where's the fraud? And I think that's a great question. So let's listen in here real quick. You'll hear the question being posed. And the question is posed on CNN is the idea that isn't it so much better if investors and business people in New York will know that someone's looking out for them. They don't want to do business with someone who's going to inflate values, who's going to do all these things that Donald Trump's accused of doing. Let's hear what Kevin O'Leary has to say. And I'm telling you, the CNN interviewer, Laura Coates, she has this look on her face like, what did you just say? Only because she didn't expect that. Because, again, the frame the frame is they're protecting you and me from, they're protecting our democracy from Donald Trump, and now they're protecting New York business from the likes of Donald Trump. Let's listen in and see what Governor O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, has to say.
Wouldn't there be many companies who would not want to do business or loan money to people like yourself or investors if they know that they can get away with fraud and there's no recourse to protect them?
Excuse me, what fraud? This is not about Trump anymore. When you get a developer, that builds a building and he says it's worth $400 million
and
he wants to borrow.
Stop right there. We're going to back that up just a tad. I just want to say that after he says what fraud, there are alarm bells that are going off somewhere in the production room, director's room. And they're probably saying, he just said, what fraud? Oh, my gosh, what are you talking about? Oh, no. And I don't know. Maybe they're furiously talking into her earpiece at this point. I'm not sure. But nevertheless, doesn't matter because Kevin O'Leary's hitting this one out of the park. Let's back that up a tad, and we'll listen again.
Up anymore. When you get a developer that builds a building, and he says it's worth $400 million, and he wants to borrow $200 million from a bank, which happens every day, everywhere on Earth, including every American city. Every developer is an entrepreneur. They shine the light on their building, and they say it's worth $400. The bank does its own due diligence, as was done in this case, because they're very good at it. The banks are very good, and they say, no, it's worth $300. We're only going to loan you $150 million. That haggling has gone on for decades. That's how it works. And then in this case, even, the bank that was supposedly defrauded testified and said, we didn't lose anything. We want to do business with this guy again. We'd like to. But the judge said, no, no, no.
So there you have Kevin O'Leary. You know what's also happening, you know, behind the scenes as well, is they're behind the scenes going, okay, he's going off on this tangent. He's talking about things that maybe he shouldn't be talking about. He's making this case that this is no case. He's making the case that this has now been completely singled out. They're doing this because of Trump. And honestly, you know, I guess every single real estate developer now owes $355 million. They have to. I mean, in order to be fair, they would have to have that. But, of course, that's absurd, right? And Kevin O'Leary is very aptly pointing this out. Let's hear his closing comments there.
Defrauded, testified, and said, we didn't lose anything. We want to do business with this guy again. We'd like to, but the judge said, no, 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 no. Let's penalize this developer for $355 million. And if we're going to do that, let's penalize all the developers all across America. They've all done the same thing. All of them should go to jail, and we should stop building buildings. That's what the message is from New York. Even the governor herself is concerned about what this looks like to investors all around the world. It's not just U.S. domestic. Around the world, people are talking about what happened here. You really think people want to invest money in New York after this? How about we go somewhere else?
I think there are people who would. I don't want to cut you off, but I want to converse with you instead.
Well, you just did.
It's only because I want to have a conversation with Kevin,
I respect you because you're a lawyer. You're a lawyer. You understand exactly what I'm talking about.
I got to tell you, I'm respectable for a number of reasons, Kevin O'Leary, but being a lawyer is one of those issues.
Okay, so here I got to tell you. Oh man. That's some sparks flying there. And as they should be, because they just realized maybe we shouldn't have Mr. Wonderful on CNN anymore. You know, he's told variants of this story here in response, and even prior to the judgment by the judge in New York City, he's consistent. Kevin O'Leary is not the judge. Well, I guess the judge is consistently odd in this. And they are making this message very clear that, real estate entrepreneurs, developers, you are in the crosshairs. What else could it be? And earlier in this interview, Kevin O'Leary was talking about, again, how he's putting together data centers, but he's going to go to different states. And he's not going to go to New York. And why would developers do this at this point? Why would they not want to invest in New York City? Well, again, as we were talking about with John in Sarasota, they're doing it to themselves. They're doing it to themselves. And what was so funny about this particular interview is that you could tell as she starting to try to jump in, okay, no, well, wait, you know, this kind of thing, because they realize, uh-oh, the viewers are now getting an honest appraisal and an experienced appraisal. See, a little real estate pun there. They're getting an experienced appraisal of this whole situation. And that's not the narrative. That's not the narrative. The narrative is Donald Trump's a threat to democracy. Donald Trump is going to make NATO fall apart. Putin is going to run amok. And as John, our caller earlier, pointed out as well, Nancy Pelosi, they've got something on Trump. Maybe it's financial. Well, you know, this, again, pure speculation, but on the left side, it's always, well, that's just fine. You can say pretty much whatever you want because it must be true. Or it doesn't matter if it's true, obviously. But this whole thing, and this is, you know, we've been talking about this judgment quite a lot since it came down last week. Because this is a watershed moment. This is a big deal. I'm not going to say the kind of big deal it would be if Joe Biden said it was a big deal. Okay, I'm not going to say that on the radio, right? But it is a big deal. And it's such a big deal that they have absolutely demonstrated now to the voters, Republican, registered Democrat, I'm not talking about Democrat Party elite, but registered Democrats across the highways and byways, and also independents. Guess what? In America, if you're successful and you've worked hard, arguably Donald Trump has worked very, very hard, and you go into politics and you don't have the party line of the left and of the Democrat Party elite, you will be summarily crushed. You will have these kinds of things come down on top of you, and in order to demonstrate not just to you, but to everybody else, all the voters, all the business people, all the aspiring politicians, anybody who would ever want to do something good and feel like maybe I need to get an elective office to do that, they will think twice. They will think twice, and maybe they won't think twice. They just won't even consider it at this point. And what a shame it is for our nation. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Bottom of the hour break is coming up. When we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. 949-822-7959, Thursday edition. Continues on. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
The whole thing is not only obviously false, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother, James Biden. In his testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in foreign business activities. Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the Thursday edition of the program. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about as we continue. And a little before the top of the hour, we'll be talking again with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, of course. And but before we get there, we're going to hear another great song this morning, and we'll take another quick look at our national weather as well. So once again, welcome back, welcome one, welcome all, and let's continue. Now, earlier, I think in the intro this morning, of here of hour number two, I mentioned that it's been some 30 years since the food we eat ate up, little pun there, I guess, this much of your income, according to the Wall Street Journal. The cost of eating in America has escalated to levels last seen when President H.W. Bush led the nation, when Terminator 2 they ruled the box office, and CNC Music Factory topped the charts, the Wall Street Journal reports. Despite a recent deceleration, inflation continues to drive up prices at an accelerated rate, with a particular strain felt within the food sector. Okay? And they're not going down anytime soon. If you look historically after periods of inflation, there's really no period you could point to where food prices go back down, said Steve Callahan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, chief executive of snack giant Kellanova, told the Journal. They tend to be sticky. Well, that's right. Of course they tend to be sticky. You know, at some point, you know, it's okay with the public is bearing this much, and this is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to keep these prices high because a lot of times it also maybe just not practical. Okay. Oh, here we go. All right. Yeah, this is CNC Music Factory, everybody. Yeah. This song was popular, right, when you spent more on food like you do now. And that was 30 years ago. All right, so that's CNC Music Factory there, everybody. Just give you a taste, I guess. See another little food pun right there? A little taste of what that's like. But in all seriousness, we are spending a lot of money on food. If you've been to the grocery store lately, you know, you don't need some study to tell you this. If you've been out to eat lately, you know, I'll tell you this. When you go to a casual dining restaurant, which I did the other day, and you have lunch for two, and basically you're getting like a club sandwich and a turkey burger or something like that, and you get a drink and it comes with fries. You know how much it was? $42. $42. And that it really starts to add up. And so even going out to eat to, a casual dining restaurant that's not fancy in any way, shape, or form, and it's that much, well, you start making real choices about what you're going to do next in terms of if you're going to go out to lunch a lot or go out to dinner. I mean, dinner would be even more expensive. So it's so much harder for the public to bear that. Because, number one, the interest rates are high, their credit card payments are super high, all these things are happening, and they don't have any real respite. But this is also very very serious. These prices tend to be sticky, right, says the chief executive of snack giant Kellanova, tells the Wall Street Journal. Data from the Labor Department indicates that diners are confronting 5.1% hikes in restaurant prices, while grocery expenses have risen 1.2% since January of 2023. These figures stand out as testaments to the continual climb of food-related expenditures, irrespective of a slower overall inflation rate. The U.S. Agriculture Department reports disclose that Americans allocated 11.4% of their disposable income to food back in 1991. A period still under the shadows of 1970s price surges. Flashing forward over 30 years, this rate has nearly mirrored the past, with 2022 figures showing 11.3% expenditure of available personal funds on sustenance. President Biden has expressed frustration over food inflation, notably critiquing paradoxical practices wherein customers receive less for their money, a phenomenon he lambasted on Instagram during the Super Bowl as shrinkflation. The president voiced the population's exhaustion with such deceptive strategies, characterizing them as outright scams. Responding to the criticism, Dave Chavern, CEO of Consumer Brands Association, maintains that a variety of product price points exist within the market. He notes the industry's eagerness to collaborate with the administration to force impactful solutions for consumers' benefits, right? So, you know, but again, the idea is that if you could reach back 30 years, and that really isn't even a better question than are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Now, if you're no better off than you were 30 years ago, well, that's also a huge, huge problem, don't you think? Well, speaking of huge problems, not Kamala Harris. No. But in terms of Vice President Donald Trump, evidently he's got a problem in the sense that he's got to make some kind of a pick, and he's got to make, arguably the right pick, the most strategic pick, for someone who's going to run with him. Again, presumably he will get the nomination. But this from Fox News, former President Donald Trump indicated at least a half a dozen contenders, including three former rivals for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, are on his short list for running mate. The commanding frontrunner for the GOP nomination had plenty of praise for one of those potential candidates who joined Trump at Fox News Town Hall Tuesday in the upstate South Carolina city. During the program, which ran on Fox News, the Ingram Angle, Trump was asked about a half dozen potential running mate choices. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, multimillionaire biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Representative Byron Donalds of Florida, and former Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, a Democrat turned independent. By the way, Hawaii is wanting to impose a climate tax on visitors because they want to fight climate change, evidently. So, you know, Hawaii is expensive as it is, right, if you want to go visit and so forth. But now I guess you'll have a climate tax. Are they all on your short list? Laura Ingram asked him. They are, Trump answered. Honestly, all those people are good. They're all good. They're all solid. Trump has a history of making comments off the cuff, and many in the political world see DeSantis as Trump's running mate as a stretch. Since the two and their camps blasted each other for over a year before the Florida governor suspended his 2024 campaign last month, just ahead of the New Hampshire primary. So DeSantis, I don't think, really is necessarily in the running. I know a lot of people feel that he would make a great vice president. I'm sure that he would. I have a feeling that he would want to remain governor at this point. I think there's a lot of people, a lot of our friends in Florida, I think, would feel that he would and should remain governor. Ramaswamy, according to the article, who has long been a supporter of Trump's America First agenda, dropped his White House bid last month after the Iowa caucuses and endorsed the former president. He's teamed up with Trump multiple times since then and campaigned on behalf of Trump in South Carolina on Tuesday. And I could see Ramaswamy be in the running for that, but he's very much like Trump, and so he might need a little bit of a contrast. I think, you know, and by the way, I don't think it's any more the contrast of, well, we have someone from the Northeast, we've got a John Kennedy, so let's find someone down in the South, and that's going to be Lyndon Johnson. And you, and those days of balancing, you know, balancing the ticket, I think, are not really as relevant as they were back then. So I think you could, you're much more looking, I think, now at personalities and so forth. I mean, there was no reason whatsoever to pick Kamala Harris to balance the ticket somehow geographically because everybody's in such lockstep, the Democrats and, of course, California and so forth. So I think Trump has got to find somebody who also would be an heir apparent, somebody who would be, I hate to say, the presumed nominee in on the next election cycle, right? But you never know. You never know. I mean, Kamala Harris, she's not the presumed nominee if Biden were to step aside. And ouch, that's got to hurt. All right, stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We've got a great song. We've got a great guest coming up, Denise Simon. Stay right there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. We have so much more to tell you about and talk about here on this Thursday morning edition as we go across your radio dial, across America, landing right smack dab on your radio, and we're glad to be with you, of course, and don't forget you can check out the website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you want to send us a direct message this morning. We sure appreciate that. And if you want to pick up the live streams for the program, you can head over to GCNLive.com. And then also, as we heard earlier from Bill, you can check us out as too. He's listening on the iHeartRadio app, so listen to WLSS AM 930. So definitely you have multiple ways of checking them out. So we hope that you can avail yourself of that. Also, folks, it's time now to play another great song. We've got another great song lined up here this morning. And again, as I mentioned in hour number one, might be something you haven't heard for a while. It was pretty popular. It was a big hit for this group. But you may not hear it a whole lot. In other words, it's not necessarily associated with them a lot. But it is kind of a cool song, and it's got kind of a country sort of motif to it. You've got the late, great Eddie Van Halen doing a little guitar picking on this one. And this one is with Sammy Hagar, and it's called Finish What You Started. And again, Van Halen.
One, two.
step one by one. Not on time, you will arrive. Keeping the dream alive. It's alive and it's kicking inside of me. So come on, baby, please. Come on, baby, baby, what you started. I'm incomplete. That ain't no way to treat the broken hearted. Come on and finish that. Baby, I'm on. Come on, baby, just say yeah.
Van Halen, the late, great Eddie Van Halen, of course, doing some pretty good picking right there. Little country motif going on there in the song. And that's Finish What You Started with Sammy Hagar, of course, there on the lead vocals. And, folks, you know, I do think it's kind of a cool song. I think a lot of people didn't know kind of what to make of it when it came out. But it definitely is a little different in terms of standard Van Halen fare. But, you know, I think it kind of stands up, and it sounds like a lot of fun as well. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And let's take a quick look here at what we see out there and the precipitation going on as we were doing last hour. And then in a few moments here, we'll be talking again with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And she'll be joining us here any moment. And I'll tell you this, again, we're looking up in near Seattle, and it looks like a lot of that rain now continues to go really north of Everett. And then also it's a little bit to the west of Seattle, so listener Joan doesn't have to be battening down the hatches at this point, so that looks good. We're going to continue over here, and Chicago, looks like the rain in that area is kind of is non-existent at this point. It is still to the southeast, over towards South Bend, by the way, Fort Wayne, Indiana, then, of course, in the sort of the top quarter of Ohio, heading over towards Cleveland, and then over still into western Pennsylvania, where it becomes rain mixed with snow over near Lafayette, and just now a little bit east of a place called Warren in Pennsylvania this morning. That's kind of cool, I think, and I don't know. Maybe one day I'll have to go there and see what it's like. But we continue to see a lot of that precipitation near Springfield, Missouri. Some moderate rain going on there, and that's going to stretch on down south and southeast of there. So, folks, be careful. We want you to get there in one piece, of course, and just drive safe out there wherever you do, wherever you're traveling this morning. Okay, well, it's time now to head over and talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we got a lot to talk about, and one of the, you know, we keep seeing these polls that Biden's too old. We know that. We know that. But we also know that that Donald Trump is now kind of getting a short list together for vice president. You know, the time we have before we climb up to the top of the hour, do you think there's really any favorites? Do you think he's already made his decision?
I don't think he has made his decision. But I've seen the short list, and none of that surprises me. Some of it actually disappoints me because I don't want people that are currently in elected office to be taken out of office to be his vice president, because that means we have to work harder to refill that seat.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think there's some other people that are not in an elected office now that he can necessarily choose from.
Well, what do you think about, well, Tulsi Gabbard's not in office?
I'm not a favor of Tulsi Gabbard at all. I know some things about Tulsi Gabbard. She may have rehabilitated herself, but I'm not a fan of Tulsi Gabbard.
What about Vivek Ramaswamy? Do you think, is he too much like Trump already, or does Trump need somebody to balance that out, or what do you think?
I'm not a fan. But, you know, then again, a vice president's position, certainly under Trump, is it's not terribly effective. But, you know, Ramaswamy could make himself, I think, maybe effective. But, you know, they're it's hard to say what the Trump presidency is going to look like, what his administration is going to look like.
Right.
I mean, I'm expecting the worst because of what the left does. And, I mean, you're going to need somebody that's tough. You know, it could be that Ramaswamy might be a good chief of staff.
Right. Well, you know, in other words, because he would bring kind of maybe a little different vibe, a different kind of leadership style to something like that, because that's an important, and critically important position.
Yeah, one of the most important positions is chief of staff. And, you know, you're going to have to make Trump coachable, and he hasn't been coachable. He's going to have to be coachable this time.
Well, indeed, yeah, because they're going to have a real, tight agenda. You know, they've got 4 years. It's not a re-elect Trump sort of situation. And, of course, then the vice president, do you think they're automatically the heir apparent, or what do you think?
I hadn't even necessarily considered that one, who would move on from VP to, you know, run a candidacy in 2028.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll stay right there, hold that thought, because we're climbing up to the top of the hour, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we're going to get updated on everything, come back and talk about everything, more with Denise Simon. Stay right there, hour number two in the books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.